This is a health warning from Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and we'll deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across the globe. Welcome in. We are the hottest sports variety program all over the country. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. So much to get into, Mike. I mean, from the bowl season coming to an end, and all we have left is that final game with Clemson and Alabama. The NBA, as we know, rocking and rolling. College basketball in full effect. And obviously, NFL playoffs are here, Mike Wilson. So a ton of things to get into today, my friend.
A ton of things. And it's getting real interesting in football. It's getting real interesting in the NBA. And let's get to it.
Oh, man. I mean, can you believe the action we had? And the wild card weekend is living up to everything that we expected. I mean, the Cowboys get it done, obviously, at home. And then on the other one, Indianapolis really went into the Texans' house, man. And I was really impressed with Andrew Luck. So we're going to have so much to talk about today, Mike Wilson. Just
yes,
getting warmed up. Go ahead, man.
No, I was just going to say, hey, man, those two games yesterday were very interesting, and Luck looked good, man.
All right, we'll get into that and a ton more. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back, everybody.
Watching the game? Think you know what's going to happen next? Well, it's about time you got paid for being right. Introducing WinView, the number one live TV sports prediction platform. Answer props during the game while competing against your friends and other fans, and you can win cash. Head to predictsports.tv to start playing now. And check out the weekly $10,000 Monday Night Football main event. That's predictsports.tv. Watch, predict, win at predictsports.tv.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
Get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. So much to rap about in the sports world, to be quite honest with you. Get at us. Let's talk about it. 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Please check out the website, too. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Normally at this time, Mike Wilson and all of our listeners, and by the way, we do thank the people that are listening to us on Sirius XM Channel 203. Love you people. Get at us. Let's talk about what's going on in the sports world. But we normally talk to John Poulter, our professor of sports, and we talk hockey with him. However, we do not have him today. Look for him again next week at this time. But, Mike, since we don't have him, I want to get into some college basketball with you. And I know, let's start with local, because you and I both come do the show out of Phoenix, Arizona. And obviously, we'll start with the Sun Devils, who had a game against Colorado on Saturday. They did win. Impressively, after losing a couple of games that basically you can't explain those losses. I'm sorry. You lose to Princeton right after you beat Kansas, the number one team at that time in the country on your home floor. You follow that up with losses to Princeton and then Utah consecutively. So getting the rebound win against Colorado in impressive fashion was good for Bobby Hurley and the guys, Mike Wilson.
Yeah, it absolutely was. I mean, the game on Thursday night with Utah was just so disappointing in so many respects. I mean, they give up a 17-point lead, they give it all back, and then they lose by 10. I mean, they just totally collapsed. They fell in love with the three ball a little too much. But on Friday, according to Bobby Hurley in the post-game press conference yesterday or last night, there was some tough love practice going on Friday, and the guys got the message. Hurley switched up the starting lineup. He went with a bigger starting lineup. He even came out in some zone. The two different things kind of inspired the crew, inspired those Sun Devils, and they had energy right from the tip. They were playing free-flowing. They were playing basketball. They weren't looking like they were trying to execute something. They're just playing, if that makes sense to anybody out there. And Colorado couldn't hit a shot last night. It was one of those games where they just didn't shoot well, and that was really the narrative for the Colorado Buffaloes. I think Colorado finished shooting 30% from the field. They finished, I think it was like about 15% from three-point land. They lost the rebounding battle by 12. or 14 rebounds. I mean, look, there's a lot of things that can explain a loss. Those two things, when you can't shoot and you can't rebound, really just spell doom for you. And it did yesterday for the Colorado Buffaloes.
Yeah, and that's kind of a common theme that I'm seeing around the NCAA right now as far as basketball goes. Kansas also struggling to shoot the ball, to be quite honest with you. They're missing guys that were on that team from last season, and they've got to figure things out. They're good, but they've had a couple losses now. You know, you look at the top of the rankings, and there's a couple teams that are still undefeated in college basketball, and I'm going to guess that they're kind of going under the radar, Mike Wilson. That's Michigan, and that's Nevada. Both those teams are both in the top seven or so. Michigan now number two, and then you have Nevada still hanging in there at number six. But those two teams are, as far as I can tell, at least in the top ten, they're the only two teams that are still undefeated, and we know how college basketball goes, man. You're feeling great when you're getting all those victories and you're ranked high in the nation, and then you have what happened to the Sun Devils a year ago where you're number three in the country, and then all of a sudden the wheels completely fall off. So we'll see how this top five changes, but truth be told, you know, it's somewhat interesting when you do look at the top five, right, Mike? You have Duke, obviously, who's number one. You have Michigan, who's number two. You have Tennessee, number three. Virginia, four. Kansas, five. But they'll probably drop, obviously, after their loss to Iowa State over the weekend. Nevada, they're at six, like I talked about. Gonzaga, seven. Michigan State, Florida State. And then Virginia Tech, that's your top ten. So the NCAA basketball top ten, There's some familiar names, but there's also some other names in there, Mike, and that's good to see.
That is good to see, a little parody in there. I will correct you on one, and I don't like correcting people too much. Nevada lost last night, so they fell on the road last night, so they fall from the ranks and they end up. But Nevada's a good team. Nevada beat ASU earlier in the year as well. But like you said, you know, Michigan sitting up there at 13-0 at number two. And, you know, Tennessee, they're not usually a top 10 team. Certainly Nevada's not, but then you got the likes of Gonzaga, Michigan State, Duke, Virginia, those teams. But it's good to see Virginia Tech in there. It's good to see Florida State in there. So the little bit of parity that we have within, at least within the top 10, is fun to see. And I'm just going to ask you, did you see Zion 360 dunk last night on the highlights? I mean, that kid, I'm telling you, that kid could be generational in terms of the talent that kid has. I don't know, you know, if he can shoot a jump shot just yet, you know, because all we see are the dunks and the spectacular plays. So, but he certainly lighting it up at Duke and making Duke appointment television.
No, that's a great point. I mean, look, the kid is special. We all know that for sure. But yes, I did see the 360, and he himself gave it a 7 or 8, which is kind of funny. But the truth of the matter is they've got a lot of young guys there with Duke. It seems more and more like Krzyzewski's going the Calipari route with the one and done guys, because it'll be pretty difficult to keep those freshmen that he has there after this season. So, you know, the Dukes of the world are always going to be there. It's good to see Michigan playing so well. Obviously, I'm a Midwest guy. I'm a Big Ten guy. So I enjoy seeing that. I like seeing Michigan State up there. Obviously, I like seeing my Wisconsin Badgers in the top 25 as well. And when you look at it across the board, there's a lot of Big Ten teams that are in the top 25. You got Iowa, you got Nebraska, you got Wisconsin, you've got Ohio State, like I said, Michigan State. So and Michigan, they're well represented. That brand of basketball that they play in the Midwest and the Big Ten is definitely well represented as far as being nationally recognized all over the country, Mike Wilson.
Oh, absolutely. It's where the best basketball is being played, man. I mean, it's just plain and simple. You take a look at the top 25. There's only two teams that can call home west of the Rockies, right now. There's no Pac-12 teams in there. I mean, I'll say this until somebody listens. The Pac-12 is weak. There's really no good, great teams that other teams are going to be scared of. I mean, you take a look, and I don't know, depending on how you view geography here, but, you know, you could put Texas Tech, I guess, as a Western team. You got Gonzaga and you got Nevada, and those are the two teams west of the Rockies that are in the top. They're in the top 10, okay, but that's it. I mean, that tells you where the good brand of basketball is being played right now, and it's in the Midwest. It's in Big Ten country, and it's out east, SEC, ACC, you know, the usual suspects. So it's interesting to see, but by no means is it surprising to me at all.
No, and I think, you know, obviously right now it's just about getting through your conference play, being ready to get to March Madness, and teams like Kansas that are struggling to find the basket a little bit, especially from the outside. Their shooting seems to be a little bit down. Maybe by March, this is a team that obviously will be someone to be reckoned with. We know they have the talent. We know they have the coach. So ultimately, I'm just excited, man. This next couple months of college basketball, just buckle up because we know we're all gearing up for March Madness and just enjoy the ride, man. This is what sports do for us, people. It gives us an emotional up, an emotional down, highs and lows. That's kind of the way we enjoy life. But I know I hear the music behind us. We got to take a quick pause for the cause. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back, everybody.
Allen up top to Carter. Fakes the three. Dribbles inside. Azubuki backing up. Gives it to Allen at the top. Six to shoot. Allen bump. Ball poked free. Trent left wing. Hoists a deep three. Rattles it home. 4 feet behind the arc. And Gary Trent Jr. Kansas has missed their last six field goals. Down one. Inbound into the corner. Newman trapped. Gets rid of it to Mikhailu. 2:15 to go. KU down one. Grant. Back it goes. Mikhailu. The alley-oop. And Azubuki on the left block gives Kansas the one-point lead with a thunderous two-hand jam.
This is Dorf on Sports.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest-rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Tua stepping back, loads up, looks long, throws, end zone,
touchdown!
Championship in 9 years, their 17th overall, and for Coach Nick Saban, a career 6th national championship, a number matched only by the legendary Paul Bear Bryant. Alabama is back as the champion of college football.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson alongside me, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Get at us. Let's talk about the weekend that was or the weekend that is and everything else. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. For my man Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out the website as well. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. And Mike, obviously, with the clips that we just heard, Alabama and this and that and the other and all that goes with Alabama and their tradition from the Bear Bryant days, and now you obviously have Nick Saban. This guy is just unbelievable. And on the other side, you have Dabo Sweeney, and these two guys have been kind of going at it with each other for the past few years. And now you got Tua, and you have Lawrence as far as the quarterbacks go. This is a great matchup, and I don't care what people say about, hey, we've seen it too many times. You know what? I don't think you can get upset about seeing the best too many times, Mike. So there's one thing that repeats itself. Alabama keeps getting to the national title game, and so does Clemson for the most part. They keep getting there. So they have the most talent. These are the two best teams. I'm glad we've got it one more time. I don't exactly know who's going to win. I have my thoughts and opinions on who's going to win, but truth be told, I'm excited about it. This is the final game of college football. I know how you are, bro. You've got to be a little disappointed because you're such a big football guy and obviously, more importantly, a college football guy.
I'm not disappointed at all. Like, you know, if other teams want to get to where they need, where Alabama and Clemson are at, then they need to step up their game. They need to beat these teams. And it's as simple and as easy. Well, it's not as easy, but it's as simple as that. All these people that are being Debbie Downers about, oh, this is the fourth time we've seen this or whatever it is. You know what? These are the two titans of college football right now. And I have no problem with the two best programs. I mean, let's face it. The committee is in charge. The playoff committee is in charge of getting the four best teams. I think they did a pretty good job getting the four best teams at that moment with the information that they had in terms of the four teams. But in essence, the two best teams are Clemson and Alabama. They're the two best programs with the two best coaches and the two teams that have the best talent on the field. So I got no problem with this. Tua, I think, is going to put on a show. I think that defense for Clemson is going to put on a show. I mean, we got the immovable object, the immovable force, and, you know, which one's going to give and which one's, you know, going to make the plays. This has classic national championship game written all over it.
All right, so with that being said, Mike Wilson, let's kind of break things down here a little bit. As far as the coaches go, Dabo versus Saban, I think you're talking about two top-notch coaches. So who, in your humble opinion, gets the nod, if there is a nod, between these two?
I mean, you would probably have to give the nod to Saban. I mean, he's been doing this longer. He has more championships by just a hair. I mean, these two coaches are really, like you said, they are the two best coaches in all of college football right now. Sorry, Oklahoma fans and Lincoln Riley, but these are two of the best are the two best coaches in college football. I like what Dabo brings to the table. He's so energetic. He's so personable. He has a title. And the way he recruits is all set up to beat Alabama. He doesn't worry about other teams or other programs, even in his own conference. He worries about getting the players that are going to help him beat Alabama, because he knows in the end that's where all this is headed, is either a semifinal matchup or a national championship matchup with Saban and the Tide. So, you know, you have these two, and then you got Tua and you got Trevor Lawrence. And Tua and Trevor Lawrence, you know, people want to give Tua the edge, and I think I'd give Tua the edge. He's shown more. He has basically a whole nother year underneath his belt. So Tua's going to be the guy that defense is tuned in on, that Clemson defense. Trevor Lawrence, as good as he is, as big as he is, and as big of an arm that he has, you know, this is his first kind of rodeo going into the national championship. So we will see what Trevor Lawrence can do in terms of trying to manage the pressure, because when you manage the pressure, when you try and manage the pressure in a national championship game and it's your first time around, that's a tough thing to do. That is, for a freshman, a true freshman, that is a very tough thing to do, and you can guarantee that Alabama defense is fully aware of that, and that Trevor is going to be the big target, or will be the guy with the big target on the back of his jersey. But you come in and you try and figure out who's going to make the plays. Is it going to be the defense of Clemson? And let's not get it twisted. Alabama's back seven is good to go.
Yeah, and Mike, let's continue with this. I don't disagree. I think that when you're talking about these two coaches, it is so even. It's really difficult. I agree, though. Saban gets a slight nod, but Dabo's very creative, very innovative, and he figures out ways to get the big plays and make plays, or have his team put his team in positions to make big plays. Who do you like as far as the quarterback? Who do you give the edge here? Is it Tua or is it Lawrence?
It is just like the coaches in terms of, you know, there's a slight nod to Tua. Tua's done it on a bigger scale. He's performed like last year in the national championship game against Georgia. He comes in at halftime and does what he does. We all know what Tua did last year. So now we got to see if Trevor can do it. So the slight nod goes to Tua in this position. Yes,
I'm with you 100%. I mean, look, you got to give it to the – it goes back to that same cliche, the guy that's been there before, the one that's done it before, and Tua in the position that he did it, I agree with you 100% there. I give him definitely the edge there. This is you hope that the moment isn't too big for Lawrence, to be honest with you. You know, this is the major spotlight of college football, and there's a guy that's been there before and there's a guy that hasn't been there before. So it'll be interesting, and obviously we know how important quarterback play is. It's tremendously important. So these two guys touch the ball the most. They have the opportunity to make the most plays. With that being said, whose wide receiver core do you like better, Mike Wilson, Clemson or Alabama?
Boy, oh boy, I would almost call it a wash. You know, it's kind of like a pick'em to me. Alabama has a good receiving core. The Clemson receiving core is just as good to me as Alabama. So for me, it's a wash. I mean, how do you see it? How do you see it, Dorf?
Look, I mean, I think again, you're talking about guys that can make plays on both sides. You know, I mean, Ridley's no joke. There's kids that can make plays for both of these guys on both sides of the ball. I think the key is going to be who wins the line of scrimmage. You know, I mean, we talk about all these different players and this and that and the other, but whoever wins the offensive line, whoever wins the defensive line and pushes those guys back, I mean, to me, ultimately, that's where football games are won and lost, is at the offensive line or the defensive line, who's getting that better push. And with that being said, you know, I think Clemson has a really, really tough defensive line, so it's going to be tough for Alabama's offensive line to keep pushing those guys back all game long. So to me, that's where this game is going to be won, is in the trenches. And again, I know it's very cliche, but it's just the way it works on the football field, man. Whoever wins that gets that initial push is usually the team that winds up winning the football game, Mike Wilson.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, you and I both know defense travels. You know, you could be having a bad offensive game, but if you got a great defense, like both of these teams do, that's going to travel regardless of where you're at. But I would give the edge to Clemson. I mean, that defensive line is no joke. I mean, those defensive tackles, these defensive ends, they run all sorts of schemes. They run all sorts of stunts, blitzes. They come from the inside blitz. They come from the corner. It comes from everywhere. So if you're looking for an edge, I would give it to Clemson in this. But let's not forget about the back end of that Bama defense. They're going to challenge Trevor Lawrence, and Lawrence is going to have to be very careful when he throws into those safeties, those DBs, that he's not throwing picks.
Well, I think people are in for a real treat there at Levi Stadium in Santa Clara, California, the site of the national championship game, Clemson, Alabama, Monday night. Oh, man, I just don't know what else to say, but buckle up, enjoy, people. I know the music's going. You and I have to take a quick pause for the cause, so we're going to do that. We're going to come back and continue rapping about the sports world. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do you do?
fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
Welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. So much to talk about. Let's get at it. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Please check out the website, too. That's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. And again, I really appreciate the people checking us out on Sirius XM Channel 203. We know you have choices, people, so we're glad that you choose to ride with us Sunday mornings, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And by the way, you can always catch me late night once again on Sirius XM Channel 203 doing the Sports Overnight America. That is the weekend recap, so I love talking to you people all different hours, all different times of the day. Just remember, check us out on Sirius Channel, Sirius XM Channel 203. It is always 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time in the morning, and then I start late night at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So, Mike, let's get into some NBA basketball, my friend. You know, it's been very interesting to watch the Western Conference. Let's not make any joke about it. It's definitely been more exciting than watching the Eastern Conference, where for the most part, it's been Toronto and now, as of late, Milwaukee with the best record, at least percentage-wise, but they do trail, which is interesting because I haven't seen this too many times in the columns when it comes to looking at the standings, but you're seeing it as a norm with the Milwaukee Bucks trailing by a half a game, but yet having a better percentage. So they sit atop the Eastern Conference, but yet that's only because they haven't played as many games as Toronto. So it kind of fools people. Whereas the Western Conference, man, I mean, we've been saying it for a few weeks now. I don't necessarily trust the Denver Nuggets. However, the Denver Nuggets are still on top of the Western Conference. Golden State at number three. I don't think we're surprised about them being up there. They should be. Oklahoma City, them being number two, I think that's a little bit of a surprise. I thought they were going to be better, but I didn't necessarily believe that they were going to be a top four team. You have the LA Clippers, who are still hanging tough in the top four. The Houston Rockets, they're the team to me that's made the biggest push as of late, Mike. They're doing it without Chris Paul, too, which, again, it just is amazing. James Harden, showing why he was the MVP last year, has had a huge six, seven, eight, nine games now where he's scoring darn near close to 40 points a game and averaging pretty close to a triple-double. So he's playing fantastic. And then the team that I'm looking at that's made a big slip as of late, obviously, the LA Lakers. And why is that? Is because LeBron James not playing for them. So you see how important he is to that team. But truth be told, bro, the Western Conference is so fun to watch because it changes almost on a daily. And then the Eastern Conference has been all about the Toronto Raptors and the Milwaukee Bucks for the most part.
Yeah, it actually has. You know, the one of the best stories to me in the NBA this year has been the Denver Nuggets. No one saw this coming. If you're going to say, oh yeah, I saw the Nuggets being the number one seed, you know, into the new year, you're lying through your teeth there. You're exactly right with the Lakers. I mean, the Lakers will go as far as a healthy LeBron's going to take them. I mean, let's face it, you know, you got a pulled groin. That's kind of, to me, it's kind of the same thing as a high ankle sprain. That takes time to come back from. It's a tough injury to come back from. So he's going to be out a little longer, I think, people anticipated. You can see it in their record. The last 10 games, they're 3-7. They've lost two in a row. They've slipped to number eight. You know, and then you got, look, you know, Sacramento. I mean, Sacramento is right on the Lakers' heels a little bit there in terms of maybe that eight spot. So, you know, Sacramento has kind of turned it around in terms of not being the Siberia of the NBA. But you're right with Houston, man. I mean, James Harden, are you kidding me? That bucket that he got against Golden State the other night with two guys draped all over him, and he gets up and he's just kind of yelling at Draymond there. I mean, that's NBA basketball. When you hit a shot like that, you got guys draped all over and you hit nothing but bottom of the net. Look out for the Rockets right now. And then, you know, you were talking about the Thunder. I don't know what to think of the Thunder. You know, Paul George, PG-13, is doing all that he can. I mean, he's kind of found it. He's kind of found his game. He's figured out how to play with a guy, you know, like Westbrook, which can be tough to do. I mean, there's no two ways about that. Playing with Westbrook is a tough deal, but I think PG-13 has figured that out, man.
Yeah, I think he's in a really good groove right now. You're 100% correct on that. He's definitely found his groove with the Oklahoma City Thunder, and it looks like that's a pretty good marriage, to be honest with you. And I think the sky's the limit for them, to be honest with you. And I disagree when you say that Russell Westbrook is a hard guy to play with. I find that to be a really interesting statement. When you're talking about a guy that averages a triple double, it's not like he's not looking for other guys. I mean, I can understand, you know, people saying like he's a scorer first mentality and a passer second, but I don't necessarily know if I believe that about Russell Westbrook, because the guy is so dynamic, man. I mean, he can do so much, and for most part, he's got the advantage in his matchup every single night when he's out there on the floor. So for him to not want to be aggressive and to get his, I think is somewhat foolish. But the ability that he has to create and to get his teammates involved, I think is second to none. And the guy plays with a motor like nobody I've ever seen. The guy is playing at warp speed on every single play. So I truly find it kind of interesting to hear people say that Russell Westbrook is a hard guy to play with. I would just get out and run, man. He's going to find you if you're open, and he's going to take his shot if it's not. I mean, so ultimately, I look at him, and I know you're going to say, wow, I don't necessarily agree with this, but I think of him as the ultimate team player, personally. And if you can't figure out a way to fit in with him, then there's something wrong with you. And I think that's the biggest adjustment that Paul George, PG-13, has made this year, is he's allowing Russell to be Russell, but yet at the same time, Russell knows how to get everybody involved, and that's what he's doing with PG-13.
No, I would agree with that. It's just, you know, you have such a ball-dominant guy that, you know, that takes a little bit of time to figure out, you know, kind of how to get yours, how to get in the right spot. And I agree, just run the floor. He's going to find you. The thing that Westbrook's struggling with, there's two things that he struggles with right now, is his free throw percentage is just garbage for a point guard. I mean, he went from like in the 80s to the 70s, and like he's in the 60s, and his shooting percentage, he's having a hard time getting points without shooting a very low percentage. So at some point, I figure he's gonna get that squared away, and that's gonna come around, because everybody goes through like slumps and that kind of thing, shooting slumps and, you know, that type of thing. But you know, Oklahoma City is gonna be right there. And let me ask you this, Dorf. I mean, everybody wants to talk about the demise somewhat of the Warriors, and that they're not the same old Warriors. But for me, Golden State's going to be there in the end, because they know how to do this. They're one of the few teams to me in the history of the whole entire league that can flip the switch and just be like, and just go on one of those 15 game winning streaks, start shutting people down. And in the end, what do you know? Golden State's back in the finals because they know how to do it. They can flip the switch and just start taking people down.
Look, I somewhat agree with that, and I somewhat disagree with that. I think that, you know, over the course of a season, if we haven't seen it yet, how can we keep saying we're going to see it? So seeing is believing to me, to a certain degree. And at this moment, I do believe that the Warriors will figure things out. Don't get me wrong. But as far as them ripping it up and running away with the Western Conference, I don't necessarily believe that anymore. I'm seeing what I'm seeing, and we're halfway through the season, basically, and there are teams that are better than them. So at this point in time, I'm not going to buy into that as much, but I will buy into you saying that they're a team that can flip the switch. That I agree with. And I think it's going to be very difficult to beat them in a series 4 out of 7 times. With that being said, let's shift over to the Eastern Conference for a quick moment, and let's talk a little bit about the Philadelphia 76ers. Jimmy Butler has been there now for a little while, and we're starting to hear about some rumblings that he's maybe not necessarily happy with the way that the offense is running. And you've seen quite a difference from when he was at Minnesota and when he's now in Philadelphia as far as ISOs, as far as pick and rolls, as far as a few different things on that offensive side of the floor. So with that being said, is Jimmy Butler more of a distraction there in Philadelphia, or does he figure it out and calm himself down and figure out how to be a team player? Because ultimately, man, that's the biggest thing in sports, is figuring out how to be a better team player. And right now, I feel like Jimmy Butler wants to get his, and not realizing that he has Embiid, he has Simmons, and he has two guys right there that are going to be extremely special at some point throughout their careers. So what's up with Jimmy Butler, in your humble opinion?
Let's not get it twisted. I like Butler's game. I like what Butler brings to the table on the court. In my latest article on fansided.com, I talk about Butler. And I talk about, look, he got shipped out of Chicago because he was complaining about the players, the coaches, the stuff going on in Chicago. He gets shipped to Minnesota. What happens in Minnesota? He's complaining there about the young players not having the drive. He's creating all this drama. He gets shipped to Philadelphia. Now he's starting to question the coach. Okay. So, you know, I go on to just saying, like, look, there's a common denominator here with all of this. Wherever Butler's been, there's been drama. I don't know if he's the guy that's going to help Philly get over the top. That, like, you can legitimately with all this, you can question his leadership abilities. And I also state, you know, with all this drama, and he's going to be a free agent this summer, who's really going to want to take a chance on a guy that at some point he could be a headache. He could be creating all this drama and distraction, which no team, no coach, no players really want to deal with, is a ton of distraction. So, you know, with Butler, now there are questions, you know, of kind of off the court stuff and his personality. And I say that that's a legitimate concern for a young team like Philly that's trying to figure this out. How do you get past Toronto? How are you going to get past Milwaukee or Boston, you know, come playoff time, if you still kind of have this guy who's, like you said, trying to get his and trying to be more concerned about him and not the team?
Yeah, and it's interesting, if as we've been watching, at least me, been watching over my many years of covering sports, you notice more often than not that it takes several years for young guys to develop, and that's mentally, physically, emotionally, learning how to be a leader, learning your role if you're a guy that comes off the bench. It takes till you're about 25, I think, to actually really realize what it takes to be a true professional. And I think that that's some of the growing pains you're seeing the Philadelphia 76ers go through right now, with Simmons and Embiid being as young as they are, but as talented as they are. And then you have a guy like Jimmy Butler, who's that veteran, who really wants to get his opinion heard. And he thinks that what he has to bring to the table is very important too. So this is an interesting problem to have, if you ask me, Mike Wilson. So, man, oh, man, hour number one just about in the books, bro. Can you believe it or what?
I can believe it, because it always goes quick with you and me talking sports, man. It just flies by.
Yeah, I agree. So keep it close, everybody. We're going to take a quick pause for the cause. We're going to wrap up hour number one, and then hour number two, all about the NFL. We got to preview those games that are going to be taking place today, and then we'll talk about the games that happened yesterday. So keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back, everybody.
Here's Martin with the drive. Oh! Draymond Green, and a lot of chatter out there.
Harden, step back three, it is on the way. He's fouled, and it goes! Jeff Green with the foul! And a 49-point night for your MVP.
This is Dorf on Sports. Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517. Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Attention business owners. Now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Everybody, welcome back in for the final time this hour. Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. Hour number two is all about the NFL, people. So we're going to preview the games that are going to be happening in just a little bit today. And then we'll talk about those games that happen on Saturday. A little bit surprising to some degree, to be quite honest with you. Mike Wilson, hour number one in the books just about here, my friend. Are you excited to talk some NFL football in hour number two or what?
I am really excited to talk some NFL because this is the best time of the year in the NFL is when you get to talk playoffs and wild card because it is exactly that. It is wild during wild card weekend.
Yeah, I mean, you know, just a quick thought or two about what we saw on the fields from Saturday. And, you know, it just was, again, you know, I talked about it when I said the Clemson-Alabama game is going to be won in the trenches and on the line of scrimmage. And, you know, you saw one team in the Indianapolis Colts that went out there and just won that battle time in and time again. And ultimately, man, it just had the Texans on their heels all day long, and they just never figured it out. And we're going to talk a lot about it, but Andrew Luck, this dude has come back looking maybe better than ever, to be honest with you, Mike Wilson. You know, you have a keen eye for this stuff. The guy looks to be throwing pretty strong and doesn't look like he's missing a beat. So I'm excited to talk about Andrew Luck and the Colts moving on in the postseason. The Texans, another disappointing season, let's be honest, man. So You have all that talent, and then you can't get out of the first round of the playoffs. So keep it close, everybody. A ton of stuff to get into in the NFL. It's all about the NFL for hour number two. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back, everybody.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. An early morning court appearance for 20-year-old Eric Black Jr. charged with capital murder in the death of 7-year-old Jasmine Barnes. Barnes was shot while riding in a car with her family last Sunday near Houston. Prosecutors presented evidence from the investigation as Black appeared before the judge this morning.
Defendant Black told investigators that the pistol used in the shooting was at his residence. He signed a consent to search for the location, and investigators recovered a 9mm pistol.
Investigators believe the shooting could have been a case of mistaken identity. More arrests are expected. Nevada death row inmate Scott Dozier twice faced execution by lethal injection, but both times the executions were delayed. He had said he wanted to die, and yesterday did it himself. Department of Corrections Brooke Santina says he was found hanging in his cell.
We had no execution scheduled. He was not on suicide watch. He had been in the past.
His executions had been delayed due to lawsuits over the drugs being used. This is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909. Or go to mdtopical.com.
The brother of a U.S. citizen arrested in Russia on spying charges says his brother is not a spy. David Whalen, twin brother of former Marine Paul Whalen, says his brother was in Russia to attend a wedding when he was arrested. Whalen says there is nothing suspicious in reports that his brother held passports from the U.S., Canada, Britain, and Ireland, and that several members of their family have multiple passports.
The Irish government changed the law so that grandchildren could get a passport. I think he just thought of it as a way to honor his history.
Whalen was also in Russia for his company, BorgWarner, where he worked as security director. Mardi Gras is officially underway. That means plenty of king cake across New Orleans, music, parades, and lots of costumes. Also referred to as Epiphany, it takes on a much more solemn tone in Italy. That's Pope Francis marking the Epiphany Feast with a Mass in St. Peter's Basilica. He's marked the Epiphany Feast Day by urging people to follow the path of humble love and care for those who can give nothing back. This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
No really high hopes on either side for a second day of negotiations over the government shutdown this weekend. Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney tells CNN's State of the Union, Democrats are refusing to listen to the facts about border security.
We can't even agree on the basic facts. The DHS Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen tried to point out that we had arrested 17,000 criminals at the southern border so far, actually just last year, and Nancy Pelosi simply refused to accept that fact. She said, those are your facts. And trying to make the point, there are not your facts and my facts. There are just facts. If you can't even have a basic understanding of the facts, it's going to be very difficult to come to an agreement.
Before leaving the White House this morning to fly to Camp David for meetings on the partial government shutdown, President Trump says the solution is obvious if Democrats will be a part of it. Tourist Nick Drenth tells CNN there's a lot they plan to see on their vacation to Washington, but now they can't because of the shutdown.
We wanted to go also to the Capitol building and kind of see the visitor center. The Supreme Court building would have been really nice to see, but again, can't go through.
New Michigan Democratic Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib used an expletive when pushing for the impeachment of President Trump. On Fox News Sunday, Democratic Congressman David Cicilline was asked if he condones that kind of language.
It was kind of odd to hear people on the Republican side who have not condemned the president's language in a million different contexts to suddenly be clutching their pearls over her use of that language.
Democrat Nancy Pelosi also has said no big deal should be made of Cicilline's comments. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and we'll deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some, good afternoon to others. Welcome in, everybody. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. Obviously, so much to talk about in the sports world. It's all about the NFL here in hour number two. We talk about the games that were. We talk about the games that will be. We talk about things that maybe you don't even imagine talking about when it comes to the NFL, but so much to get into with the games that happened on Saturday. A couple of games still to come here on Sunday. Mike Wilson, NFL, playoff action, it doesn't get much better than this, does it, my friend?
It never gets much better than this. Anytime you're talking playoffs in any sport, but especially with the NFL, man. The NFL just gets kind of, to me, it's always got kind of crazy, especially during wild card weekend. And yesterday was no exception. You know, we talked about Andrew Luck and him being, and let's face it, he's all the way back. They go into Houston, which that team is no scrub. You know, from the regular season, they won 8 or 9 in a row. And everybody's on Deshaun Watson and all that kind of stuff. But what does Indy do? They don't give a rat you know what, and they go into NGR Stadium and they pull out a 21-7 victory, man. That tells you that Andrew Luck is the comeback player of the year, hands down, no doubt about it, end of story.
I'm with you, my friend. A ton to get into in the NFL. It's the postseason. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf, and we're going to talk all about it. So keep it close, everybody. We'll be right back.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Watching the game? Think you know what's going to happen next? Well, it's about time you got paid for being right. Introducing WinView, the number one live TV sports prediction platform. Answer props during the game while competing against your friends and other fans, and you can win cash. Head to predictsports.tv to start playing now. And check out the weekly $10,000 Monday Night Football main event. That's predictsports.tv. Watch, predict, win at predictsports.tv.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
Get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family? You never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
To the players, reality is one against one, move and counter move, helmet to helmet. Nowhere is this conflict more evident than at the fringe of battle where the receiver and cornerback match glares. Here, cunning and speed determine the victor. One on one. The battle where the loser bleeds alone on an open field.
Luck wide open to the end zone. Lobs it for Eric Ebron. Touchdown! Touchdown! A 12-yard pass. Wide open was Eric Ebron. That's his third touchdown of the half.
Wentz under center. Wentz fakes. He's rolling, pumping, steps up. He is firing deep for Aguilar, who has it at the 35. He's at the 30. He's at the 20. He's at the 15. He whirls and is knocked out of bounds at the 10.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. Andy Dorf on Sports. Mike Wilson. NFL playoff preview here on Sports Byline. Get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. It's Pigskin Opinion for Mike. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online for me. You can always check out the website, too, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. And, Mike, I made a little bit of a mistake. You can catch us on Sirius XM Channel 211 for this show. So hopefully you're checking us out there. Give us a call. Let's talk about the NFL, man. Obviously, interesting what happened there on Saturday with the Indianapolis Colts and the Houston Texans, and then the Seahawks and the Dallas Cowboys. We'll get into both of them, obviously, but the scores were 21-7 Indianapolis, 24-22 Dallas gets it done at home, and that second half got a little weird because Janikowski wound up hurting himself, and then their kicking game was just a disaster in the second half, the Seattle Seahawks, if you ask me. So it just changed the dynamic of the football game. But let's talk about Indianapolis, Andrew Luck, how dominant he was, how good he looked in that performance. I mean, the numbers aren't going to blow you away by any means, Mike. 19 of 32, 222 yards, two touchdowns, one interception. But at the end of the day, the victory is more important than anything. And I think we all knew that this was going to be somewhat of a tough defensive battle. But truth be told, Andrew Luck made the plays when he had to. His team made the plays when they had to. They got it done. And like I said before, they won the battle in the trenches. Their offensive line pushed the defensive line back of the Texans. And then their D-line pushed that offensive line back all game long. So they were able to win that major, important, huge battle and therefore help them get that victory on the road as a wild card team. Pretty impressive all around, man.
Yeah, it was impressive. You know, you talked about winning it in the trenches and how the offensive line of the Colts just kind of they took care of business, which is a tough thing to do when you got to worry about Jadeveon Clowney and J.J. Watt on that Houston Texan defensive line. So, you know, a lot of this credit, you know, Andrew Luck, you know, like any quarterback, they're going to get a lot of the praise when they win. They get a lot of the blame when they lose. But you know, as much of the good vibes that Luck is getting, you know, you got to give it up to the offensive line, man, to keep Clowney and J.J. Watt out of there. You take a look at the numbers, and like you said, it's, you know, they're not going to blow you away by any stretch. I mean, Luck was 19 of 32 for 222, had a quarterback rating, a QBR of 80.3, but take a look at what that Indianapolis rushing attack did. And you got Marlon Mack there. He had 24 rushes for 148 yards. He was averaging a little over 6 yards a carry, so just give the ball to him every other play, and you got a first down. So when you got a running attack, and you know this, Dorf, anybody that follows football knows this, when you got your running game going, it opens up so much more for the passing attack, and it makes the defense – you know, it makes those linebackers creep up. It makes them bring a safety down. Now you got an all-pro quarterback with one high safety, and you got one-on-ones, and you got a guy that can play the quarterback position like Andrew Luck. It just creates a lot of good vibes for your team. And boy, that rushing attack and that offensive line opening up those holes, man. Once again, big kudos to the Colts O-line.
Yeah, they just had a great game plan. I mean, let's just face it. Let's call it the way it really is. The game plan from the Indianapolis Colts was completely on point. And then on the other side for the Texans, O'Brien and company, man, this is failure year after year once you get to the postseason. And I'm not going to say it's because of the talent. I think they have talent all the way across the board. I'm wondering if that's the right coach to get the job done for the Texans in the future. And ultimately, it's easier to get rid of one guy than it is to get rid of 53. And truth be told, I don't feel like the Texan players need to be the guys that go if there is a change. I think that they're missing something. And to me, the dynamic that they're missing is that coach, the guy that can make something out of nothing. And ultimately, you know, you got to give Reich a lot of credit, man. He had that Indianapolis Colts team ready to go, ready to play, offensively, defensively, special teams. They didn't make a lot of dumb, stupid penalties. They played discipline on both sides of the ball. And, you know, you're right. Andrew Luck is the guy who's going to be in the headlines, but that offensive line, that defensive line, those guys are extremely important in what happened and what took place on that football field on Saturday for the Colts and the ability for them to win that game. So the praise goes to the star players, like you're saying, but those guys that do the dirty work are the real reason for it. And you alluded to it. You didn't give the actual number, but You're right, Mac, Andrew Luck, and the rest of the gang rushed for 200 yards, man. And that's ball control. And that's having the offense be on the field a lot more than your defense. And that, to me, was also part of the problem is they just wore down that Texans defense and, you know, took the abilities away from guys like J.J. Watt that are so good to get after that quarterback. But if you're on the field chasing the quarterback all day long, it's harder to get to him. So I just think that the Colts had an unbelievable game plan. Kudos to them. Great win. Andrew Luck, like you said, comeback player of the year. But more importantly, they're moving on, and they're playing next week, Mike.
Yeah, they're moving on. You take a look at the stats, and the stats tells you everything. Numbers tell you everything. Indianapolis, in terms of their receivers, Luck spread the ball around. He had four guys that had three or more catches for over 20 yards, and each one of those guys had an average yard per catch of over 8 yards a catch. He's spreading it around. Those receivers were doing what they're supposed to do, what they get paid to do, and that is to get open, catch the ball, get downfield, all those kind of things that we would expect out of professional receivers. And like you said, with Houston, and Deshaun Watson, and sometimes you got to wonder, are they relying too much on Deshaun to make a play, to get out and run, to make the throw? I mean, he threw for more yards than Luck. I mean, not by much, but I mean, he threw for about 13 more yards than Luck did. But he had to throw the ball 49 times, okay? That tells you everything you need to know in terms of how much reliance they're having on one guy. And then you take a look at the rushing, Dorf, and Deshaun was the leading rusher as well. I mean, he had 8 rushes, 76 yards. He's averaged almost 10 yards a run. But do you want your starting quarterback being your leading rusher as well? That you can't win. That's not a recipe for winning. And you're exactly right. Is the coach of the Houston Texans the guy that's going to get them to the next level? And right now, based off of yesterday, you'd have to say, you know, is Bill O'Brien the guy? Maybe not. And your top flight receiver, DeAndre Hopkins, he only had 37 yards catching, man. I mean, when you got your guy that's only averaging 37, I mean, something's wrong.
I agree, bro. Way to break it down, Mike Wilson. We got to take a quick short pause for the cause. We're going to come back and continue rapping about the NFL. It's Dorf on Sports, NFL preview here on Sports Byline. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. We'll be right back.
Shotgun snap for Deshaun Watson. Single back right, Lamar Miller. Tight end wing right, too wide near right. Tight end false motion by Ryan Griffin. From the 1 yard line, design keep to the near right. Cut it back upfield. End zone touchdown, Deshaun Watson.
This is Dorf on Sports.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest-rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
And the first world championship in franchise history.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back, everybody. Mike Wilson alongside me, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports NFL preview here, a playoff preview on Sports Byline. Get at us. You can talk to us about it. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's going to be Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's going to be Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out the website, too. It's dorfonsportsradio.com. And that was a great clip, to be honest with you, that Scott just played us. And that was Seattle, obviously, when they won the Super Bowl a couple few years back. And I think that the season that they had in general, Mike, going 10-6, being in the postseason, probably playing a little bit better than most people could have anticipated with all the departures that they had from last season. But truth be told, Russell Wilson is a special guy, and he definitely found ways to get his team to win football games all throughout the season. However, when it came to the postseason and playing the Dallas Cowboys in the first round, in the wild card weekend, you got to give the Cowboys a lot of credit, man. And I'm a guy that I'm pretty hard on the Cowboys. And you know me, I love Cowboy fan. I mean, they're incredibly easy to pick on because they haven't been relevant for 20-some-odd years. But right now, they are relevant in the sense of they got through round one. They beat a Seattle team that, again, like I said, I don't think people necessarily thought were going to get here, but they did get here. And they were obviously led by Russell Wilson, who is an unbelievable quarterback and one of the elite quarterbacks in this game. And you knock him out early in the postseason. Now I really like Drew Brees that much more in the NFC. But with that being said, what a performance by Dak Prescott, man. I mean, big-time plays on third downs, putting his body on the line. I was really impressed with that kid, man. He looked a lot like he did his rookie season, to be quite honest with you, Mike. And if they can get that kind of play out of Dak, and obviously Ezekiel running the football the way that he was, this team, they do have a pretty good formula, and I do think they're dangerous. So I'm going to give some props to a team that's really hard for me to give props to, but the Dallas Cowboys had a nice victory against the Seahawks, 24-22, Saturday there in Big D.
Yeah, they absolutely did, and I'm just like you. I'm pretty hard on the Cowboys, but you got to give respect where respect is due. And Dak Prescott being 22-33 for 226, a touchdown, a pick, a nice QBR and quarterback rating yesterday. When you got Dak going like you had yesterday, things are going to be a lot easier for Dallas moving forward. But that's if you can get Dak playing like Dak played yesterday. That's the whole thing with Dallas. If Dak has it going and Dak's throwing accurate balls, because that's the knock on Dak, is that he's not an accurate thrower. But when he has it going like he did yesterday, Ezekiel can run for the 137 yards that he did. Amari Cooper is going to get his 106 yards. Life is just going to be easier in Big D based on what Dak Prescott is doing and moving forward. And like you said, talking about the Saints, they're going to see that. And if the Cowboys come to town, they're going to try and make Dak work for everything that he have and make life difficult on the Cowboys. And like you said, with Russell Wilson, he is a special person. He is a special quarterback. He's a unique quarterback in terms of everything that he does on the field, everything that he does off the field. And yesterday he just about got it done for the Seahawks. But like you said early in the program, once Janikowski went out, the backup plan was just it was just a cluster for the Seahawks, and that really cost them in the end.
I mean, yeah, let's talk a little bit about what happened there on the kickoff at the end of the game. First and foremost, can you explain to me why that guy was not using a tee? I don't get it at all. Very interesting how he wasn't using a tee and this drop kick type idea that he had. I'm sorry, but it wasn't working for me, Mike.
No, I don't think it worked for anybody that was watching it. They're like, what is going on with that? And when I saw it, I was like, where's the tee? Like, to get a good onside kick, you need that. He needs to skip along the ground. That second kick needs to bounce up over that front line of the Cowboys. I don't know what they were thinking, and I don't know, who the special teams coach is for the Seahawks. But to have that, run that by that coach, and that coach to go, yeah, that's what we want to do, is to do that. It's one of those things where you just wonder who was making the decision and why did they finish, why did they go with that decision?
Yeah, I think that I'm more surprised that in the press conference, from what I heard, nobody questioned Pete Carroll on how they went about the kicking game. They obviously asked him about Janikowski, and he said, I'm paraphrasing, obviously, but he said something along the lines of, he really tried to kick it hard and obviously hurt himself, and it's not something that he does very often. But the truth of the matter is they had no game plan for if that happened, and the way that they went about doing it, I'm sorry, I don't understand. Can you explain to me why that guy wasn't using a tee to kick the ball and kick it on the ground? I've never seen what they tried to do. So ultimately, it was a huge mistake by the kicker, the coaching staff, everybody else. You put a tee. Look, you or myself would have said, hey, put the tee out there. I'm willing to give it a shot. I don't understand why he did not use the tee and he chose to do a free kick. It makes zero or absolutely no sense whatsoever, Mike.
No, I agree. And, we got people on our Facebook Live going, you or I could probably have done a better job kicking off the tee, with that at the end of the game there. I have no explanation. I have never seen that, like, in high school or college or the pros in my 40-plus years of living, never seen that. And it just looked weird. It just looked like desperation. And I'm with you. Put it on the tee and let me have a shot at it. Let me just give it a go and give it my best shot, instead of like literally drop kicking and making a punt out of it. I mean, it boggles the mind, like you said.
I mean, again, it was just very bizarre the way that was handled. And it was bizarre to me the way that the media chose to handle it and not really go after him about it. So it's interesting what the media picks and chooses to go after people about. But I had no idea. And I kept saying to my girlfriend, we're watching the game, and I couldn't explain it to her for the life of me. And she couldn't understand what I was saying. But ultimately, Nobody could understand, at least anybody in this household, what was going on with the way that Seattle chose to handle the kicking in the second half of the game. With that being said, let's give a lot of credit to the Dallas Cowboys. They shut down the best running attack in all of the NFL, a team that was that's how they won a lot of games, Mike, and ultimately they were only able to rush for 73 yards against that Dallas defense on Saturday. So, truth be told, the Dallas Cowboys defense played extremely well against the run, and the fact that the game wound up being 22-24 is a total credit to Russell Wilson and his exceptional play. The ability, I don't know if you realize this, but at the end of the game there, he got those guys down to score a touchdown in 50 seconds. So there was 2 minutes and 8 seconds or something like that left when they got the ball back, right? Because they took the timeout, Cowboys score. There's 2 minutes and 8 seconds left. Russell Wilson has them on the board with 1 minute and 18 seconds left in the ball game, and then that disastrous kick happens. So, again, it was just really, really exceptional play from Russell Wilson, and I don't understand what was going on with the kicking game of Pete Carroll and the kicker that they had without Janikowski in the lineup. It was just a total mess, and ultimately – I really think that if Janikowski's in there, Mike, I think we're having a different discussion now. I think Seattle does win that game because going for a field goal, you know, versus having to go for touchdowns and 2-point conversions, a lot more difficult. So I actually think that Russell Wilson would have had the magic and he would have gotten it done had Janikowski been on that field and available.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, you got to perform in all three areas of the game. You got to perform offensively, defensively, and special teams. And when you're missing a guy that's been around as long as Sebastian Janikowski, who can, I mean, he looks like a fullback, I mean, because it doesn't look like he's turned down too many meals in his time, and he can hit it from anywhere on the field. You know, you would think that the Seahawks, we would be having a different discussion because it would have been, we would have got all these extra points and all that kind of stuff. But being said, at the end of the day, Cowboys move on.
Yep, that is true, man. And obviously, we've been breaking down the games from Saturday. On the other side, it's time to break down the games from today. Chargers, Baltimore, Philadelphia, and Chicago. So keep it close, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports NFL Playoff Preview. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf, and it is right here on the Sports Byline Radio Network. Peace.
That's one of a critical drive. To the end zone goes Russell Wilson. What an effort that time by Tyler Lockett. Oh, my.
Second down and 8. Snap, spin, fake handoff, deep drop back. Wilson moving up, pocket collapsing. He's being chased from the hash mark, runs to the numbers, runs to the sideline, the near side 40, near side sideline 50, down the sideline 40, the 30. He runs inside the 25 of Minnesota, and he's down near the 21. Russell Wilson is a magician. How did he escape flying down the near sideline?
This is Dorf on Sports.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A+ online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com. That's myevoz.com to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevos.com. MYEVOZ.com.
Our friends at Transatlantic Real Estate have created a unique investment opportunity that combines legal marijuana and crowdfunding. Now, after you let that sink in for a second, think about the growing momentum around legal marijuana in this country. It's been all over the ballot. If you are an investor, there has never been a better time to get in the game. However, as markets grow, so does the barrier to entry, which means it will take millions, if not billions, to invest, not to mention the risk of starting a new venture. That's what makes this opportunity so special. Transatlantic Real Estate is different. They buy land that supports marijuana grow operations and lease it to licensed, high-paying tenants. Did you get that? You're investing in the landlord of a licensed marijuana farm. The best part is, they're using crowdfunding to make it easy for the average person to get in before they take the company public. So, for a limited time, you can invest as little as $300 up to $10,000. To invest, go to marijuanastock.org. That's marijuanastock.org. Get in the game. Do it now.
Go! Go! Go!
Carrying the ball 20 times a game requires power and valor. Not niftiness. The water bug and whippet backs rarely survive the wail and howl of the banshee. Every team needs a Brahma bull to steamroll through the stacked defenses in the pros. They must meld the buck of a billy goat with the sudden surge of a sprinter. He does not move with polish or slickness. His method is not Grand Prix, but Demolition Derby.
There's a blitzing Roquan Smith, a step for Goat to work, in trouble, and down he goes! Roquan comes flying in like the missile he is from Montezuma, Georgia! Sack Stafford on 3rd and 9.
Snap is back, Trubisky, plenty of time, blitzer throwing, slack caught, Allen Robinson, 25-20, breaks a tackle to the 15, runs right to the 10, diving for the pylon.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Welcome back in, everybody. Andy Dorf, Mike Wilson, getting you through another Dorf on Sports NFL playoff preview here on Sports Byline. Love you people listening to us on Sirius XM Channel 211. Sorry if I made a mistake earlier in the program, but obviously get at us. Let's talk about things. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's going to be Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's going to be Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Please check out the website, too, dorfonsportsradio.com. We heard the Bears clip. I'll be honest with you, man. It's weird because I am born and raised a Green Bay Packer fan, okay? But I have absolutely no problem with this Chicago Bear team at all, to be honest with you, Mike Wilson. You know, Nagy, the coach, Trubisky, the quarterback. You've got Jordan Howard, you've got Tarik Cohen, you've got a bunch of guys, to be quite honest with you, that are pretty easy to like, and I have absolutely no problem with this particular Chicago Bear team. So if I'm making any Green Bay Packer fan listening upset and angry, give us a call. Tell me why you're upset about that. At the end of the day, they're in the same division, people. So I'm rooting for my division to do well in the postseason. 1-800-878-7529. In case you've been hiding under a rock, Saturday there were some good games that happened too. The Colts getting it done 21-7 over the Texans. The comeback player, Andrew Luck, keeps it going for him and the Colts. And then the other game, Cowboys, nice win, 24-22. They're back in the postseason and maybe relevant. We'll have to see as it all plays out, as it keeps going. But we've got a couple of great games to talk about today, Mike. Chargers playing the Ravens. That's the first game up. And then the Eagles, the defending Super Bowl champs, playing the Chicago Bears in Chicago at Soldier Field, where I'll be honest, I don't think a lot of people thought that the Chicago Bears would be here. They are here. They won the division. Like I said, I'm rooting for the division. So hopefully the Chicago Bears can get a victory. But let's talk about the Chargers and let's talk about the Ravens first. This is a great matchup, man. I mean, seriously, you got the 12-4 Chargers led by Phillip Rivers and his crazy arm that the angle at which he throws. You wouldn't teach that to anybody. And then on the other side, you have not Joe Flacco leading this team. You have Lamar Jackson leading this team. After Flacco got injured, he came in, and that offense became a lot more dynamic. And for some reason, the Baltimore Ravens became a lot more dynamic. Finished the season 10-6. They have a home game against the Chargers, who have the better record, but they're obviously the wild card team because of the division that they play and the Kansas City Chiefs and how good they were all season. Honestly, bro, this is an amazing matchup for Wild Card Weekend.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's going to put the Wild in Wild Card, I think, this game. I mean, the Baltimore is a 3-point favorite. Anytime I see something like that, I go, it's basically a pick'em game. Like, even the odds makers in Vegas are maybe a little uneasy, you know, picking a definite favorite. But you're exactly right with Phillip Rivers, you know, the way he throws the ball and just his – that Brett Favre gunslinger mentality that he has. He thinks he can fit the ball anywhere he wants to, any kind of window. And then he got the rook, who doesn't know any better right now. He's just kind of doing what he's doing. And the Ravens have kind of made their offense kind of fit around him for the time being, and kind of trying to expose what he does best. And let's face it, Lamar, he's not doing all that bad throwing the ball. I mean, I know people in the draft are like, well, he's going to have to pick up his passing. He's going to have to become more accurate. Okay, yeah, but when you can run around, that kind of thing can help your development as a quarterback. It can make the game slow down a little bit. And I think maybe the game is slowing down for Lamar just a little bit so he can make some simple throws. He doesn't have to exactly throw the ball downfield to be successful. I mean, he has, like I say, he has that ability to get out and run around and run away from people. But this is going to be a fun game. I got the Chargers winning this game. I'm going to go with the slight upset on the road. I think the Chargers probably going to win this maybe by that field goal, even though they are on the road. I just like the way the Chargers and their talent and the talents that they got. And here's another thing you got to think about. These two teams just met a couple of weeks ago. So you're seeing Lamar Jackson for the second time in less than a month. You know, the film that they got out of that game, they have applied to this game as well. So they may have something up their sleeve, a different kind of scheme, a different kind of way of defending a dynamic player like Lamar Jackson.
You brought up so many interesting topics. I mean, you know, Phillip Rivers versus Lamar Jackson. It's no comparison, obviously. I mean, Phillip Rivers has been there so many times, but at the same time, Lamar Jackson, I mean, his ignorance could be bliss, to be quite honest with you. Not knowing what you're up against and everything that goes along with playoff football might actually be a blessing in disguise. And truth be told, like you said, I mean, this kid has taken – it's almost like what Deshaun Watson was doing last season, you know, with how he came and took the NFL by storm before his injury. You know, Joe Flacco goes out. You have a totally different quarterback in Lamar Jackson. The dynamic has totally changed. This guy can use his legs to kill you. And now each week, this guy gets better in passing the football. So I actually think it's a really intriguing matchup as far as the two quarterbacks go. I give the edge, obviously, to Phillip Rivers with all of his experience. But I got to say that I think the sky is the limit for a guy like Lamar Jackson. So I am absolutely expecting big things out of him. Whether it winds up being today or down the road, I think this kid is just special and very electric. So the Ravens have themselves a keeper. And to be quite honest with you, I said it throughout the week, and I put it on Twitter out there at Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. I actually think it was at Dorf on Sports. But you know what? There's one guy in this league that should be saying teams passed up on him in the draft, and it sure as hell is not Josh Rosen. It's my man Lamar Jackson, who wound up getting picked way at the end of the first round. And you know what? Baltimore looks like the smartest team in the draft. I don't care about Baker Mayfield and all the goodness that he brought to Cleveland. Lamar Jackson is in the postseason. And is there any other rookie quarterback that's in the postseason besides Lamar Jackson, Mike Wilson?
No, there isn't. And you could say being drafted as low as he was in the first round was a blessing, because let's face it, those teams at the top of the draft, they're at the top of the draft for a reason. They didn't play, they didn't have a good regular season the year before. So if the lower you get picked, especially in the first round, the better chance you have of getting selected by a team that's had some success, has coached some success, and has a successful coach at the top. And that's what Lamar Jackson is getting the benefit with right now, is having a organization that's been there before. They've won titles. They have a long-term coach, has stability, all those things. Go ahead, Dorf.
All right, real quickly, I want to break this down because I do want to talk about Eagles and Bears, and we're coming up against it here almost to the top of the hour when we're done, and obviously the Chargers and Ravens will be kicking off. Let me ask you, who do you like, and give me your score, Chargers and Ravens. I know you already said Chargers, but and I think we're both going to be on the same page here, but ultimately, I mean, this is basically a pick 'em game. Who do you like? Give me your score.
I'm going to give a 35-27 kind of score. Yeah. 35-28, something like that.
And yeah. You're going Chargers, obviously, right?
I'm going Chargers, yes. Excuse me.
I'm going to go a little closer than that. I think it's like 31-28. I just think that whoever has the ball last in this game may wind up being the team that wins. So Chargers, I like them on the road, just a little bit more experience and maybe the best roster in all of the NFL. Eagles and Bears, that's the later game. Obviously, the Eagles are the defending champions, and they got here in a similar fashion, man. You know, you have Nick Foles back leading this team, got the few victories at the end of the season that they needed to get them into the postseason. They have that experience from last year. This isn't going to surprise anybody. The Eagles are ready to play. The Bears, if you ask me, they're the team that has a little bit of pressure on them. They're playing at home. They're a big favorite, to be quite honest with you, 6.5 points or so in the postseason. I think that's a lot. But with that being said, a great defense. Trubisky better than probably a lot of people thought throughout the year. Bears and Eagles going at it. Weather, I don't think, is going to be too big of a factor, about 40 degrees, to be honest with you. So Eagles, Bears, later on this afternoon, I give the edge as far as quarterbacks go for sure, and coaching to the Eagles. You know, the Bears have a lot of younger players, a lot of guys that haven't been there before. But again, a very, very tough defense, Mike. What do you think gives here? Is it Nick Foles and that experience, or is it the Chicago Bears and that really, really tough defense?
I think it's going to be the defense. I mean, you hit the nail on the head with Nick Foles and then the Eagles, and they've been here before. They're defending champs for a reason, and all that magic that Nick Foles had. But I think that defense, and we talked about defense that travels. I mean, you're going to be at home now with the Chicago Bears and Khalil Mack and those guys. So I think the Bears defense gets this done. I think, you know, a lot of people are questioning Trubisky. I'm not going to question Trubisky today. I think Trubisky plays pretty solid. I think he gets the job done. Nothing spectacular, but he gets the job done. And I'm going to go with the Bears at home by a score of like 24-20, 24-17, something like that.
I think that's pretty fair. And, you know, I think that you have two teams that are pretty creative as far as what they do to get certain people the ball on offense. You know, you have the Philly special, you have Chicago having Tarik Cohen throw some touchdowns throughout the season. Is it a play like that? Is it a special teams play? Is it a big play by Khalil Mack? What's the difference in this game, Mike Wilson?
That's a good question. I mean, because when we get to this time of year, you know, you were saying that it's plays like that that create the difference in the final score and then who wins or not. I think it's a play by Khalil Mack. I think Khalil Mack is going to go out a man determined, a Lawrence Taylor type performance today for Khalil Mack, and the Bears come out with the dub.
You know, it's interesting because, you know, the Bears, I think, are maybe a year ahead of schedule from where people thought they would be. But truth be told, they're here now. They have this opportunity right in front of them. And to be the best, you got to beat the best, right? So ultimately, playing the Philadelphia Eagles in round one, the defending Super Bowl champions who had to really battle, scratch and claw to get their way into this. This is just on so many levels, this game is huge for both teams, man. The Eagles have a shot to keep it going and repeat, which is something that doesn't happen in the NFL. And then you have the Bears, man, who maybe are a little bit ahead of schedule. So I think the games we have today are going to be fun and exciting. We'll come back on the other side and put a cap on this episode of Dorf on Sports, which is the NFL playoff preview show here on Sports Byline. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. We'll be right back after the pause for the cause.
Third down and 10 in the gun. Clement to his side by a couple yards. He's at his own 47. Third and 10. He drops back. He moves up. Pocket is crumbling. He's hit once. He breaks away. He cocks his arm. Throws downfield. He's got a receiver inside the five. Over the shoulder catch. Into the whites. Jeffrey pulls it in. Touchdown, Philadelphia. 53-yard strike. What a catch. What a throw on third and 10.
On first down, Jackson throwing end zone, or close to it, and into the end zone goes Hayden Hurst for the touchdown. That pass completed at about the 5-yard line, and Hurst goes into the end zone for his first NFL touchdown.
Third and 17. Mack strips it! He is unbelievable! Khalil Mack strips it down. Seattle recovers, but if there's a quarterback with the ball, he's got to find him this year.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517. Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Attention business owners, now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
for listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody, for the final time here on Dorf on Sports NFL playoff preview on Sports Byline with Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. Again, you can always get at us on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's going to be Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Please check out the website, too. It's dorfonsportsradio.com. Mike, at this time, you know how we do it. We always do our parting shots. So, as always, you're up first, my friend. What's up?
Well, you know, life and sports always intersect. And unfortunately, at the University of California, Berkeley, yesterday, they lost a redshirt sophomore by the name of Bryce Turner. They didn't release the cause of death, but the kid was 19 or 20 years old. You always hate to see that. And it's, you know, as a parent as I am, the last thing you want to do is to bury one of your kids. So just thoughts and prayers out to the Turner family with this difficult time in their life.
That's a great one, Mike. I'm with you there. Our hearts, our thoughts and prayers are obviously with the family, and hopefully they will release that sooner or later as to what exactly happened. But my parting shot is, let's watch some football, people. I mean, this is NFL football playoff time. It does not get much better. So let's watch it, and then later on tonight, I'll be rapping about it more on the Weekend Recap in Sports Overnight America, which starts at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So for Mike Wilson and Scott on the other side of the glass, I'm the Dorf Man saying peace. This has been the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with my man Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf, and we are out. Peace, everybody.
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen,
concludes
our show.
Maybe do it again sometime?
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.